Well, hey everyone, welcome to The Drive. I'm driving to work as usual. And just thinking about Christianity, I was thinking about the Trinity. I was thinking about the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. And just kind of want to talk about that. I want to talk about, you know, what is Christianity? Who is the Father? Who is the Son? Who is the Holy Spirit? So I want kind of to take a look at that this week. And again, it's not some, you know, dense theological in-depth discussion. I'm driving to work and I'm just talking about these things. So maybe there'll be reminders. Maybe there'll be little insights here and there. Maybe not. Maybe it'll just be like a refresher. But we're just going to talk about these things. The other day, or actually like last week, someone on social media said, well, Christianity, why do you call yourself a Christian? Christianity is not in the Bible. The word Christian is not in the Bible. And then I proceeded to show him the guy, the three places that it is in the New Testament. And I just emphasized the importance of knowing the word and studying the word yourself. Don't just think about and listen to what other people say. Study for yourself, please. You know, Wikipedia, YouTube, and all these other, you know, sources may or may not be reliable. But Christianity, I mean, really the word Christian was a derogatory term used towards believers in Jesus, because Christian means little Christ, means little Christs. And so it was kind of like making fun of them, like, oh, you're just trying to be like, you know, a little, you know, version, a replica of Christ. But it stuck. You know, it stuck now, and believers call themselves Christian. Because it's true. Our example is Jesus. But in our faith-based system, really, Christianity, it's amazing, because every other faith-based system, whole list of them, a long list of them, it's all about what you do. D-O. It's all about what you do. It's all about your works. If you work hard, if you go all out, then maybe you will be accepted by God. Maybe not. Maybe you did it with the wrong motive, so it meant nothing. Maybe you did it with the wrong heart, so it meant nothing. But so you better work harder, because you didn't work hard enough. Do. Just do. And that's a lot of pressure, isn't it? I mean, even different churches teach that. You know, my brother-in-law, we were talking about Christianity, and he said, yeah, I grew up going to this church, and it was just all about rules, just all about laws, just all about stuff you have to do. And although works flourishes out of the fact that we are saved by grace through faith, it's important. You're saved, then you're set to work, sure, but you don't gain approval from God by your righteousness, because the Bible clearly states that your righteousness is as filthy rags. Your righteousness is not good. Your righteousness is nothing. Like, we're sinners, you know, we're failures. We're the depravity is just overwhelming in us. And that's why Christianity is totally different from every other faith-based system, because it's not about what you do to be accepted by God. It's about what He has done. There's a difference. See, religion, in the strict sense of the word, is a picture of you trying to climb your way to heaven, you trying to work your way up the pegs. You know, remember those pegboards on the wall? I don't know if they have those anymore, but I used to have them in gym. You know, you'd have these two wooden stick things, and you would climb up using and the pegboard. I don't even know if it's called that, but it's like you're trying to work your way to the top, you know, or the rope. You know, you're trying to climb your way to the top to hit the metal thing that's holding the rope. It's like, come on, work your way, get there. If you get there, then maybe you'll be accepted. Every other faith-based system is about what you do. But Christianity is about what God has done. The finished work. See, the work is already done for us to enter into heaven, to have salvation, to be saved, to look forward to, as Jesus told to one of the thieves who got saved at the end of his life, look forward to paradise, to being with the Lord. Because being with the Lord is paradise. Heaven isn't amazing because we're going to be there or because other people that we know are going to be there. Heaven is going to be amazing is because it's because Jesus is going to be there. And that is paradise, being with the Lord eternally. But Christianity is the only faith-based system where the work is already done. And it's by grace we're saved. And it's amazing because we don't have to try to measure up or be perfect. We don't have to make mistakes and beat ourselves up and say 10 prayers in order to be reaccepted by God. He accepts us with all of our stuff and our junk and our sickness and our afflictions and our drama. He accepts us with all those stuff. And that's one problem I have with people coming into church, or people not coming into church, because they feel like they have to clean up their act before they come into church. That's not gonna ever happen. Like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, you're never gonna fully clean up your act in that sense. But I want people to come into the house of the Lord with all of their junk, all their stuff, all their trash, everything, and then let God refine them. See, if we had to clean up our act before we came to the Lord, before we were accepted by the Lord, we would never be accepted by the Lord. Because we're in this fallen world and we're sinners and we make mistakes. We mess up all the time. Is there refinement and growth? Yes, hopefully, as we seek the Lord. But we're already accepted because we're His children and because we walk by faith. And I just went over those verses in Genesis. Just looking at those verses in Genesis chapter 15. Genesis, I believe, 15:6. Where Abram's faith is what was accounted to him as righteousness. Like, his faith. And this was before the law. This was before the Ten Commandments. This was before all of the statutes and the precepts and all that. Moses, all that, right? Abram was accepted because his eyes were looking towards the Lord by faith. It doesn't say Abram was accepted because he worked so hard for the Lord. He was just like, he did a lot. So God liked him. No. The work is done. Like, it was done on the cross. Jesus paid the price. So he was substitutionary atonement. He substituted like us. Like, we should have been there on the cross, but he took our sin, our pain, as those nails were hammered into his hands and his feet. The work is done. Therefore, there are so many, like, benefits. Not that we believe because of the benefits. We believe because we get to know the Lord and draw near to him and have a relationship with him. But it's so amazing to think about all that God has done for us. We can't get wrapped up in this vicious cycle of, What do I need to do? What do I need to do for God? You know, and I've seen this prevalent in many places, but here in the South, it's really prevalent. Like, you better do that or you're going to hell. You better. You have to. There's no choice. It's almost like this burden, but we know that Jesus said his yoke is easy, his burden is light, right? Matthew 11:28-30. And so, it's not about that. You're not going to work hard enough to make God happy. He's already done the work for you. You just accept it, and now you walk by faith, not by sight. That is the good news. That is what you call the gospel. And that is Christianity. It's not about what you do. I did more good than bad, so I'm going to heaven. I'm accepted. Nuh-uh. Not how it works. It's that God did all the work, sent his son to die and rise, send to heaven after 40 days. He did all the work already. We just believe it, accept it, and walk in it. And we're saved. Set for heaven. Thank you, Lord, for God's grace. And I'm not saying disvalidate God's, or the work for God. Because obviously as we grow in the Lord, as we seek him, we're already saved. But we start to get excited about being about our Father's business, like Jesus was in the temple when his parents lost him. I remember. It's exciting. Faith without works is dead. Yeah, but we have to have faith. Believe. And the faith, even the faith that we have, has been given to us by the Lord. Each one of us is given a measure of faith. And it's a matter of, is that faith activated or is it passive? Is it active or inactive? But again, just remember, Christianity is not about what you do. It's about what God has done. And we can praise Him for that. We can adore Him for that. We can stand in awe of Him because of it. It's amazing. It is amazing being a believer. There's nothing like it. Well, God bless you guys. Hope you have an amazing day. And we'll talk to you next time.